forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, we'll seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
So he was a year ahead of me. And
so what would you do when you got to Portland? Like, now he's in his refractory period. He just came on his way.
Uh-huh.
You're still horny, or did you jerk while you talked?
Were you horny in Portland in 2004?
I was so horny. I was always horny in Portland in 2004.
Yeah, I love that.
Portland is one of my towns I really want to go to.
Me too. Can we go?
Yes.
Wait, if
all
you
my
live
favorite
in,
runners live there.
If you
all
live in Portland and you want us to come to a live pod, reach out.
Reach out, absolutely.
Can I give you a word of advice?
Don't.
Try the bisque. The bisque in Portland. I'm kidding.
I'm writing this down. The
yeah,
bisque.
The bisque.
Sure.
B-I-S-Q-U-E. I was always like, I didn't come a lot. I was always like,
growing up.
I didn't come a lot growing up. You know, look, times were hard. We didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah, I didn't get to come a lot growing up.
So, you know, I was in the factory, where, you know, helping mom clean houses, you know, and I couldn't come.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I was very codependent.
Was he an actor?
He.
Don't assume he's an actor just because he's gay.
He wasn't.
My hand hurts.
What? From what are you putting furniture? Furniture together?
No, I think I actually was on my phone too much.
Mine does the same thing. And I have friends that now can't use Tinder. He has to use his nose to swipe.
Come on.
I'm not kidding.
Are you serious? No. Yeah. Stop. Who? Yeah.
His nose?
Josh Thomas.
That's not a real person.
He, do you know the show Please Like Me? The Australian.
That
He's
sounds
gay.
Familiar. Yeah. Okay.
Josh Thomas swipes
me
on Tinder with his nose.
With his nose, yeah. Yeah, I'll introduce you.
Okay, introduce us.
Next time you're in LA.
So. Okay.
Doll. Let's see. Okay, so his cock. Fully hard.
How many inch?
I don't even remember. I like every cock to me seems like 50 inches in my memory. In my memory, everyone has a huge dick.
If memory serves, it was near 50.
Yeah.
Soft.
It was
50 inches soft. I did once. I hooked up with a guy who had a dick that was so big that I couldn't give him head.
I couldn't
fit my mouth around it. I started laughing and I said, I feel like a sociologist. He sort of didn't like that. I was like, what happens with this normally?
Yeah.
And you know when it's really big, it can't like get that hard?
Yeah.
Is that a thing or is that
just
him?
That's absolutely
no, I think that's
or
a thing.
Am I fucking ugly and he wasn't hard for me?
No, it's a
no,
thing.
It's
it was not
thing.
For these titties.
It
takes more blood.
Yeah, it was like an elephant's trunk. I'm like, how am I going to lift this?
Yeah. It's like, If it were to be fully hard, he would pass out because it would cost too much blood.
So could he not fuck?
Probably not.
My entire
mid-20s, I hooked up with someone with a really, really
monster elephant dick.
Yeah, which I didn't even like, but he almost never was hard because he like.
So he couldn't fuck you?
And that was, I mean, I couldn't have.
No, you couldn't have taken it.
I mean, it was like, it was logistically impossible.
I would be so scared.
Oh, God, I shivered thinking about that.
I wanted to take it just to know what it was like.
And you wanted to talk about fucked up tonsils. That guy's dick fucked
maybe
up
that
consoles.
Was the genesis of this.
Yeah. I think I just got...
What's his name? Say his name.
No, I
Josh
can't say
Thomas.
His name.
Say his name.
I can't say his name. Though he recently, do you know what he did?
What?
Haven't seen him in a while. Posted, maybe I'll just share this. He came back into town this summer. I ended up hooking up with him kind of a lot when he was in town. It was like a weird ending where he was
conference
like,
or... Sorry.
He said this thing where he was like... at the end of like hooking up, he was like... Yeah, I was thinking, like, if I still lived here, like, we would probably be dating. And I was like, yeah, maybe. And he's like, don't tell anyone I said that, and left.
He said, don't tell anyone I said that?
Yeah.
That's what I think a sociopath says.
Don't tell. Why would you tell? I mean, now you're telling everyone you said.
Don't hear from him for, like, a while.
Yeah.
He gave me throat gonorrhea 3 times in my mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hear from him then for, like, 2 weeks. Then he messaged me being like, hey, my friend's going to be in New York. You should hook up with him. And I was like,
that's actually hot.
No, not to me.
The guy was kind of hot, but I like, then the guy didn't even follow me on Instagram, whatever. So like,
yeah.
So then don't hear from him for months.
Ooh, that's really hot.
Don't hear from him for months. Yeah. Then, you know, because we are doing this podcast, you know, you have to try to self-promote. It's always feels gross. You have to make these hard decisions. We're like, this
doesn't feel gross to me. It feels natural and I love it.
Hard choices. So when dear fans and members of our community promote the pod, we'll typically share the story. And mm-hmm. I was doing that for like every story. And then he just messaged me like, this is bad content. No one I know does fan service posts like this. Like, stop doing this.
I think you started fan service posts. And now they're everywhere.
I think you. That guy sucks so bad.
I know. And then I unfollowed him.
Good.
And I'm going to LA. I'm going to the city he lives in. I was going to try to maybe hook up, but now I'm definitely not.
Don't.
You will.
No, I won't.
I can see you in a week. Moment.
No. He won't. I won't.
He won't.
Okay.
I also am just like over it. You know when like a spell
all
breaks?
Of a sudden,
it's like
yeah.
In my whole mid-20s, I thought he was really hot. And then like, and he came back and I still thought he was hot. And now it's like, oh no, I'm not
doing
into this
podcast
at all.
Mm-hmm. Helped you work through that.
Yeah, totally.
I feel that way about my family.
Wow, you thought they were
the spell was broken. Yeah, I thought they were so hot, so cool. I was mom this, mom that, my entire 20s. And now I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Wait, so...
So my high school boyfriend came to NYU.
Oh, wow.
And he was a year ahead of me.
So he was an actor.
Wait, but you followed him, but you were in high school still?
Well, I was in high school. He was like...
Please don't say high school. You're wasting so much time.
Okay, so. I was in high school. And he was like, hey, since I'm going to NYU, let's break up because I'm going to be in New York. Right. And I was like...
Kind of like epicenter for gay people.
I had a panic attack.
Aww.
I moved to San Francisco for a week.
Oh my God.
And went to a performing arts high school. And then I
what?
Yeah, it was this...
Where were you living?
Okay. I lived with this woman who played Miss Hannigan in a summer theater camp that I did.
I'm obsessed.
Where I was Rooster. And she had invited me like years ago. She was like, I teach at this performing arts high school in San Francisco. Come live with me and go to this school. And I was like, aww. My mom says no. Yeah. And then years later, I was when he broke up with me, I was like, I wanted to be like, well, I'm going to a big city too. And yeah. I'm going to like meet other guys too.
It's funny that you're literally like an orphan living with Miss Hannigan. Like in a
wow,
city.
I never put that together.
Yeah, you haven't seen enough plays. As someone yeah. who kind of studies plays and play yeah. format yeah, and play yeah, structure yeah. and is yeah. kind of always like working on my next play, right. I kind of see those through lines,
right.
which is such a gift.
Yeah. You're a connector.
I'm
yeah.
a connector.
Yeah.
I hate people who are like, I'm a connector. I love connecting people.
It's
like,
yeah, you have no skills. Anyone say that.
Jill Zarin always says it.
It's like you're annoying.
Anyways, interesting. So you never got back together with, but no, then you followed him to New York.
Well, I only applied to New York schools because I was like, you think you're done with me?
Bitch, I'm coming for you.
Yeah. And
were you so heartbroken that year?
So heartbroken.
Aww. Wait, what did he look like?
If you very, very tall. Like everyone that I've dated is very tall.
Are you into that?
I guess so. Not consciously, but I think it's because I had low self-esteem.
Uh-huh.
It was like...
If I'm with a tall person, no one can cast a stone.
No one can cast a stone. No, it was more like, oh, this feels right because I'm small and I'm nothing.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. You know?
It's funny. I don't see height. I don't see height. It's
oh
like,
my God,
most
I'm
beautiful
obsessed
thing
with
about
tall.
Me.
I'm obsessed yeah. with tall. It's so dark. I just want them to make me feel like small. And I famously... always like tall, skinny guys, so I don't have a chubby daughter to fight with in dressing rooms.
And
wow.
And I famously don't like really tall guys because I think they're too spread out. I like everything to be on one screen.
Right, and I say that about chubby daughters because I was a chubby daughter always crying in dressing rooms. So
and you have to like always right. include that because otherwise it's problematic.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want to put someone
through what I went
through.
When yeah. you're like, when you get really skinny and you do that joke, I'm like, I hope this is okay.
Yeah.
Anyways. So you go to New York.
Actually, the summer after his freshman year in New York, I'd already been accepted to a school here. The right. only school that accepted me, Marymount Manhattan College.
Cool. I know someone who went there from a UCB 301.
And but then he came back for the summer, and then I broke up with him. And it was like...
Oh.
And so then I was in New York.
Wait, why did
anyway.
You with him? He
was
shrunk.
It was just like...
Did you fall in love with someone else?
No, I just like... It was... I was like... Over. You don't get it.
I can't imagine getting
Let
over
me understand,
someone, so I don't...
Okay. Growth.
No,
personal
no.
growth.
I don't want to know about it.
Okay.
Something smells really
Talk
bad
to you
in
later.
Here.
Yeah. I don't know, I broke up. I came to New York. I was here anyway. I said, let's make a go of it. And that was my way into show business.
And did you always want to be feminine?
Feminine?
Were you hilarious? Were you hilarious? Funny. From a young age?
No, I don't think so.
Or you were just like, I'm an actor.
No, I was like, I'm gay.
Right. Yeah,
that's my job. Who I am. That's my job. I'm going to keep my head to the ground and just focus on that.
When did you start doing the characters and stuff like that?
Like years after living here.
How did that come into your life?
Through YouTube.
Can I say what I saw?
Can I say what I saw on your computer? Can I speak?
But can I say what I saw on your computer?
This is insane.
What?
In high school.
We're going through Catherine's old Facebook
I was obsessed
pictures.
With you and Jeffrey's videos.
Really?
We're going through her old pictures of her and her like,
I'm trying
high
to find
school friends. And there's
like
one that's like all them tagged. And I was like, that looks like Cole. And it was you and Jeffrey's self. And she's like, yeah, we were obsessed with Cole.
We like, there's like
it
a photo.
It was so embarrassing.
That my friends and I posted like tagging us in it being like, we love them.
That's.
Isn't that crazy?
That makes it me feel good.
Good, you should. We were obsessed. Yeah. I was like, I've never seen anything like it. I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Thanks.
It was like you doing Bernadette. Yeah. And it was you talking about, there were so many good ones.
Thanks.
What would you call yourselves?
VGL Gay Boys.
Yes.
Because that was a Craigslist term.
Oh.
Like for.
What's VGL?
Very good looking.
Wow.
And so like in
so
Craigslist.
So I had no idea. That's what that was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In Craigslist terminology, like in the M for M, the men for men section, like looking for sex, it was like VGL, DL, hung, you know, like those terms.
Those monikers.
Monikers.
Sure.
So we were like, what'll get us the most clicks from horny old fags?
Yes.
And
it worked.
Jeffrey Self was becoming this person who I keep like. My friends keep knowing, and I've never met. Like, when there's a gay person in the United States of America,
it hurts.
Or even abroad,
My
friends are friends with, and I've never met
You're
them.
An all black, I just saw.
Doesn't
wow.
he look great?
Wow.
New for me.
It's very hot. Put together. It's very
for me. I feel very,
he's trying to
I feel very overweight
because
I've been sick, so I haven't been able to work out, and I'm on prednisone. I'm freaking out about my face. And so, like,
you look amazing, and you need to calm down.
I know.
Is that helpful?
But it's like, but it's
better.
Does
that work?
Yeah.
But it's a shot clock. I literally just maybe canceled a photo shoot tomorrow because I'm like freaking out. But. My point is, when there's a gay person like that, I'm like, that I've never met, I'm like, they don't care if I live or die.
Yeah.
And I have to take them down. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
It's fine. Hey, no, this is safe.
So you guys started collabing on vids.
We started collabing on vids.
How'd y'all meet?
Through mutual friends, and we did not like each other
really?
At first. Well, we didn't really get along. Like, he was very, like, I just thought, like, he was annoying. He thought I was annoying.
Match
made in heaven. Like,
it sounds like how every gay friendship starts.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, why is he always the center of attention?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And then we just started collabing on vids.
Amazing. You're living in the city. You're making vids. Were you doing live stuff as well at this point?
Well, yeah. That's how we were like, we should make some money off of this. Let's do a live show and, you know, charge $5 a ticket.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Where would you do it?
We did our first show at the D Lounge, which is a space underneath the Daryl Roth Theater in Union Square.
You mean Dick Lounge?
Pat?
Does it always
please,
have to be about
this is my career. Okay?
This is my career.
What was I going to say? And were you also like in New York, gay? Like, I'm going to have my gay.
Were you also in New York and gay at this point?
I actually.
But were you like having a gay New York
well,
episode?
Actually, weirdly, that's when I was doing
straight.
Sex work.
Oh, right.
Yeah. To make money.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
At first, it was incredible.
Yeah.
Because it was very, I was very insecure about my body and like having sex and thought I was ugly. And then when I started getting paid for sex, I was like, ooh, I'm hot enough that men want to pay for this.
But you get, would it be like, what kind of guys was it?
All over.
All over the board.
All over the board.
Yeah.
Mostly like older men that I wasn't attracted to.
Are you into older ever?
Not really, because I find that older guys only want me because I have a baby face and they're like, you like when daddy does that?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't, dad.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
I can be an older.
You
I have a baby face.
Too. I really want to hook up with someone older.
It'll happen.
It'll happen. Wait, how old are you?
27.
Isn't that young?
I think by Cole, the time Cole, you're
isn't
31.
That young? Cole, isn't that young?
That's tell very that. Young.
Thank you guys. Thank you for that today.
You're so young.
Guys don't care about me.
Guys care guys, about you.
Cat. I'm in this like insane place where I'm just like, I don't know.
I know.
You hey, do know. You do know.
I do know. Hey, I flew to Ohio two weeks ago.
So what was
wait,
that?
Wait, yeah, wait, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Go into that.
Well, there's this hot guy on Instagram and we were DMing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you see her?
Yeah. Wow. I'm here. I thought you meant see her. Like, oh, you see her.
And you
like,
see
oh,
her.
You see her. And I was like, yeah, I saw her.
That, oh my God, wow, that would be yeah. crazy if that's what you'd said.
Yeah.
So you flew to Ohio to fucking Instagay.
He's not even, well, I wouldn't call him an Instagay. He's just a gay on Instagram. Like, everyone doesn't need
were
a
label. Were you like video chatting before Ohio?
Don't.
No video chatting, just like pics.
Phone calls?
And then no phone calls.
No voice?
Nothing.
Dirty,
no.
Dirty pics.
Dirty pics, yeah.
I don't like that.
No, I need to see voice and energy.
And I don't like getting them because I'm like, I'm not going to send you one back.
I don't, it just takes so long. Like when someone sends me a dirty pic, then it feels photo like, shoot. Okay, your turn.
Yeah,
and then
that's
it's like, okay, turn off the overhead. Go turn this lamp on.
I mean, like do like 18 push-ups just to like.
Got
to
fill my brows with brow gel and then, you know, lay down the right way.
Get hair and makeup.
Yeah, right. Like take my laptop off my bed. I don't want to seem like a fucking pig.
I know. Yeah.
And
what do you send?
What do I send?
Yeah.
I send it all.
Yeah.
I lay it all out there.
I don't like just getting a dick pic. I can be aroused by like getting a picture of like a shirtless person, but when I guess get like a dick.
Just a dick? Like, oh, no. I never send that. My face is always in them.
Cool. But even as someone who's kind of famu, do you get scared?
No.
Cool.
I'm like, I don't
like
care.
My body, my choice.
It's like,
you're like my body, my choice.
Are people on the apps like, I love your shows?
And yeah.
Like, oh my God. Yeah. Is that, you like that or no?
The only reason I don't like it is because I don't know if that means, but I'm not into you. Like if I say like,
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Especially if it's a hot person.
Yeah.
You're like, so do you want to fuck me? Or
Yeah. And then it feels creepy to say that if they're like, oh, I love that video you made. Yeah. And then I don't want to be like, so you want to come over and show me how much you like that video.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. No, I really admire your work.
Does that happen?
Thank you. Probably.
Hmm. So,
how long were you in Ohio?
How did you decide to actually go? And was he freaked out, or was he like, "Hell yeah, come"?
He was like, "Hell yeah, come." I just we were messaging, and I was like,
"Was he funny?"
Yeah.
Does he need to
enough?
Be? Do you
no,
care?
No, yeah. I don't care. That's the thing. Is is that a glass of milk? I'm kidding. For our listeners.
Edit that out. It was coffee.
Oh my God. This is his career, Cole. This is his career we're talking
Pat
about.
Pat drinks milk.
I don't drink.
For fun.
Like a fucking baby.
Like
milk.
A baby.
You're a baby.
I don't drink milk.
You're a baby.
I don't drink milk.
Do you say milk?
And if I drink milk, I drink almond milk. Yeah. No, I'm just being a gay.
Okay.
On my podcast.
I just decided I wanted to, I was like, I'm going to go. I was like, and then, I don't know. Do you ever like chat with someone who doesn't live in New York and you're like, and then it just goes on too long?
I don't usually.
Yes, Kat.
Yes.
When we started doing this podcast, I got a decent amount of messages from people that were like, I would totally date you if I didn't live in Denver. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, see you.
I'm like, work out that issue with whatever, like,
you
get
and
from
your
living.
God.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, I don't know. I don't usually carry on with Instagram people.
Yeah.
Usually. I was for a while I was chatting with this Jewish
lawyer. Judgmental, but okay.
No. I celebrated. For a while I was carrying on with this very hot Jewish lawyer in California. And
carry
I was like,
on my way.
I was like, what am I getting out of this?
Yeah.
Because I also don't have the resources to fly around the country.
You gotta get a credit card with miles.
I have terrible credit.
Oh.
I just got a credit card. But more importantly, I've had a few European lovers who I talk to all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like, it just goes on too long.
Yeah.
And then there's a point where it's like,
this
isn't going to go anywhere. And I was like, not this time.
Yes.
This is 2019. It's the year of the destination hookup.
I'm going to the most romantic place in America, yeah. Ohio.
This goal is bringing back the destination.
Was it
the
great?
Destination hookup. It was good. It was not like great. It was like it was great. It was great. It was like a nice romantic weekend.
I'm picturing you spent the whole weekend together.
Yeah.
I'm picturing
I got an Airbnb.
You didn't stay with him.
No. In case. Yeah. You know?
He was a killer.
You're protecting yourself.
Yeah, in case I was like
killed.
Killed. No. Had but I been killed? I actually like I probably it would have been easier to kill me in the Airbnb, you know.
So you wanted to be killed?
Kind of. No, I just like I was like, what if it the vibe isn't right and then I'm like, oh fuck, I'm stuck in Ohio.
Yeah.
For another day and a half with this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks when the vibe isn't right.
The vibe was great. You know, it was fun to just like drive around Columbus and, you know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I saw The Favorite there.
Oh, did you? I didn't like it that much.
I know you wouldn't.
The thing is, I liked it, but I just like his other movies better.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay to say? But sure. The performances were divine.
Mm-hmm. I love Emma Stone.
I love Olivia Colman, obviously.
I can't really say anything.
Will you see Ohio again?
Why?
Will I see Ohio again, and why can't I talk about The Favorite? Well, first things first, no.
Why?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to go back.
To Ohio?
No.
But was he like, I want to come see you?
No. It was...
Why is it so like rational? I don't understand.
Why? Like, what do you mean?
Like, you're just handling it well.
Well,
I feel like you could kind of keep you.
I don't think flying to another state is handling it well.
Okay,
some might say that's crazy. And I did think that I was going to cancel the flight. I was like, surely at some point I'm going to talk to a friend and they're going to be like, Cole, that's crazy. Don't do it. But my friends were like, oh, wow, that's fun.
Great. You have good friends.
I guess so. Or bad.
More about Dakota. Where was Dakota?
I didn't tell her.
Where did she side on this one?
Oh my God.
Cody.
Call in. 1-900.
DJ Cody Banks.
No, I don't think it's bad to fly to Ohio.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
For whatever the reason. it's one of the easiest ways to get to Ohio.
Yeah.
The most sex positive thing I'll ever say. I don't think it's bad to fly to Ohio.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. It was cute.
Cool.
So you're in New York.
I'm in New York.
You're making videos. No, so that's who you were.
Oh, okay.
And then who are you?
I'm single. Mm-hmm. I'm single. I can say it. I can say it.
Do you like being single?
Wait, why can't you say anything about The Favorite?
Oh, I was just kidding.
Oh, I'm like where did
can you imagine? Like, I'm kind of close with Olivia.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
And can we edit this out?
I actually wouldn't be surprised if you were like, I have worked with Olivia. She's really special. I'm like, that makes like a good match. You guys should work together.
She sends me gifts. No.
That's a show I want to see.
Yeah. Okay. Who am I? I'm single. I live alone.
One more time.
I work hard.
Yes.
I wake up early.
Ugh.
I eat.
You wake up early?
Yeah.
How early?
Guess.
Okay, 10 to
7.
Wow. Okay, close.
8.
7:30.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
cool? That is early. That's early for some cultures.
Yeah.
Today was early for me because I got up at 8:30.
I got up at 9 today, which is late for me.
That is insane. Imagine. So wait, you got up at what time?
8:30.
Okay, so while you were waking up, Pat was still asleep. That's so, for the listeners, I'm sure that's, like,
jarring.
So fun to imagine.
I would like to get up at 7 every day. Or I'd like to get up at 6 every day, honestly.
But whoa, sometimes that's too much day.
That's what's hard about comedy is that you can't always wake up.
I know, that's why.
Because you think of what you've done with your life. The main thing about comedy is that you can't wake up.
Comedy is how fucking hard it is to get out of bed every single goddamn day.
Oh, my G.
Interesting. And do you like being single?
I think I have to be single for a little while.
Yeah.
Why do you say that? Guys love saying that.
Do they?
Men love to say they have
because
to
because I'm
their
pretty
shit.
Like
and Meg says that.
I'm pretty like left to my own devices. I am very codependent.
When was your last relationship?
2 years ago, 2.5 years ago.
How long were you together?
It was like
a
3 year relationship and then 1 year on again, off again. You know?
Is he in the biz?
No.
Good.
Do you still talk?
How do you mean?
No, we met on Grindr.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? I don't know if I knew that.
You didn't?
No, I don't think so.
I talk about it every day.
Every single morning I wake up at 7:30 and say, I met my ex on Grindr.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Was it hard to get over?
Oh, yeah. I'm, yeah.
You're still sad.
Sometimes I do still get sad about it.
They make it so hard.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. When I was in this in Chicago last weekend, there was this hotel with all these like insane, crazy bumper stickers, like wild catchphrases on it. Just like, I'll wait, and like random shit like that. Mm-hmm. And this, I was in the elevator, and there's this girl there, and she was like talking to her friends. She was like, oh, these are so annoying. I don't know why that was so funny to me. Did you go to
I zoned out by accident.
It's okay. I was in an elevator. Bumper stickers with like cheesy catchphrases on them, like greet, like I wish I could think of any single one right now, but like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if the shoe fits, or like before I have my morning coffee, or like I'll have what she's having. Uh-huh. And this girl was just in there, and she was just like talking to her friend. She's like, these are so annoying.
I love that.
Why is that so funny to
you? I was walking behind a straight couple recently where the girl was explaining to the guy the phrase 30, flirty, and thriving.
Yeah.
She was like, it's like 30, and then it's like flirty, and then it's like thriving. And
what's there to explain?
I didn't hear enough of the conversation. I just heard this little snippet where she was like just telling him about that phrase and like kind of explaining
where it came from and what it means for her.
You can tell she had just said she was 30, flirty, and thriving, and he was like, what's that? And she was like, yeah, it was really fun. I almost followed them, but I had to.
What's that?
It's like, what do you think?
So I'm straight.
Oh wait, you're straight. Do you have a straight character?
Yeah.
What is it called?
Just like straight guy.
So funny. Will you do the voice?
Yeah. So it's just a lot of straight guys think like it's like, you know, I think straight guys think enunciating is gay.
It is.
So they're like, well, I'm gonna not move.
But I'm kind of a gay icon of not pronunciating because of like being so gay in my speech that I just like words don't fully form. So
it's very like. You have a very horny energy about you.
Wait, really?
Whoa.
Yeah, you do.
What do you mean?
I just find your voice like very horny and erotic.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. I'm upset.
Like I'm like you're so horny that you can't talk.
Fuck you.
No,
slack jawed waiting, begging for it.
Yeah, like hey. I do. I think it's great.
And well, that's it for part two. Are you still hard? Come back this Friday for the epic conclusion of our three-part conversation.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.